Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion.
Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is a ministry, it's events, and it's a podcast, all focused on building community and fellowship around Jesus and great Jiu-Jitsu. We were birthed from a Walking in Truth event called Pursuit. Four of us left one of these men's pursuits, and the Lord all gave us the same download to create Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu. We've started by doing local events in North Texas. We're slowly but surely expanding those events to other markets across the country, where we bring in professors and instructors. We learn awesome jiu-jitsu techniques. We hear a testimony about the gospel. We give away free Bibles. We offer prayer, and then we train hard. On top of this, we have a podcast that has really taken off that we have a lot of fun with. Look us up on all platforms. We love Walking in Truth, and we appreciate the affiliation with them and the covering that they give us. Thank you to all the leaders at Walking in Truth. Everyone at Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is truly appreciative.
Exodus 5, Israel's labor increased. And afterward, Moses and Aaron came and said to Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go, that they may celebrate a feast to me in the wilderness." But Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and besides, I will not let Israel go." Then they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Otherwise, he will fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword." But the king of Egypt said to them, "Moses and Aaron, why do you draw the people away from their work? Get back to your labors." Again, Pharaoh said, "Look, the people of the land are now many, and you would have them cease from their labors?" So the same day Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters over the people and their foremen, saying, "You are no longer to give the people straw to make brick as previously. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. But the quota of bricks, which they were making previously, you shall impose on them. You are not to reduce any of it. Because they are lazy, therefore they cry out, 'Let us go and sacrifice to our God.' Let the labor be heavier on the men, and let them work at it, so that they will pay no attention to false words." So the taskmasters of the people and their foremen went out and spoke to the people, saying, "Thus says Pharaoh, I am not going to give you any straw. You go and get straw for yourselves wherever you can find it, but none of your labor will be reduced." So the people scattered through all the land of Egypt to gather stubble for straw. The taskmasters pressed them, saying, "Complete your work quota, your daily amount, just as when you had straw." Moreover, the foremen of the sons of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, "Why have you not completed your required amount, either yesterday or today, in making brick as previously?" Then the foremen of the sons of Israel came and cried out to Pharaoh, saying, "Why do you deal this way with your servants? There is no straw given to your servants, yet they keep saying to us, 'Make bricks.' And behold, your servants are being beaten, but it is the fault of your own people." But he said, "You are lazy, very lazy. Therefore you say, 'Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord.' So go now and work, for you will be giving no straw, yet you must deliver the quota of bricks." The foremen of the sons of Israel saw that they were in trouble because they were told, "You must not reduce your daily amount of bricks." When they left Pharaoh's presence, they met Moses and Aaron as they were waiting for them. They said to them, "May the Lord look upon you and judge you, for you have made us odious in Pharaoh's sight and in the sight of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to kill us." Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, "O Lord, why have you brought harm to this people? Why did you ever send me? Ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people, and you have not delivered your people at all." As I read Exodus 5 this time, something that jumps off the page at me is that as the sons of Israel are enslaved and in bondage to Egypt, and as Moses is being sent by God to Pharaoh, who represents the government, who is the powers that be in Egypt, he's just going and not asking, "Hey, let them go." He's saying, "Let them go and worship me. Let them have an opportunity to take 3 days to step away, go 3 days into the wilderness, then take some time to worship me, honor me, and then they can come back." He didn't say leave for good. He said just that short time. Basically, let my people take time to honor and to to honor and to follow through on one of the high holidays and paying their respects to me on this high holiday that's approaching. So the government, the Pharaoh, the person in charge says, "Who am I that I should listen to your God?" Basically, I'm above your God. And so as Pharaoh has basically said, "No, I'm not going to let your people go. Why am I going to let them go and worship some other god? They should be here worshiping me. In fact, just because you ask, I'm going to make it more difficult on them." And he increased their labor. He increased what the requirements were for them. So he basically pushed the bondage issue even more and tightened the screws on their slavery, when God was just asking for them to be able to go and honor high holiday. So today, as we see the falsely presented separation of church and state, where it says in the Western world, the United States, it says in separation of church and state that the church is supposed to stay out of the business of the state. That is not what it says, that is not how it's read, and that is not why it was written. It was written for the state to keep their business out of the church. So the separation of church and state is to protect the church from the government overreach, which is exactly what Pharaoh's doing here. So it's not a new thing. And then God says, "Well, I'm going to let him go ahead and do this, and I'm going to protect my people as I pour out my warnings, my judgments, and my wrath on Pharaoh and his people." So in our modern world today, just remember that God said that you should submit yourself to the authorities given to you, however, which is the government. You're supposed to submit yourself to the government unless they ask you to do something against the kingdom. Now, you have to really look at that specific clause, because if they're asking you to do something against the kingdom, can be taken so loosely unless you dig into your Bible. One, you have to look at the law as it's written. Yes, Jesus said all of the law can be hung on 2 points: love God and love your neighbors. Part of loving God is honoring his high holidays. And when God said,
do this. In fact, three times a year, come before me and don't come empty-handed. But every single year, do this in honor of me. And he said that for six different times. So when the government keeps you from doing what God has asked you to do, not doing, not keeping the law is also against the kingdom just as much as breaking the law or going against it. James says that when you know what you should do and you don't do it, it's still sin. So just remember that. Pharaoh should have no power over you. Pharaoh's here to help govern, not to rule. The one who rules sits on the throne in heaven. The Father, thank you that you've given us this example that allows us to know what it truly means to follow you. And let us be, better. Let us have more courage than the Israelites did at first. Let us recognize whenever government is trying to push us away from you, and so that we can rise up more like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that we can just know when to say no. And we could do it with courage. And we can do it in honor of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at WinBig Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to spend with your family some time around God's Word, and of course, that is great. I love that, and I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org. And go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with WIT Ministries. God bless.